Torah in Parshas Chukas teaches us, V'chol kli psuach, any open vessel, asha'ein tsomet posel of love, which is not sealed, tamehu, will be considered tameh. The Bnei Yisachar, in the Sefer Agra de Parka, explains this posik based on what Chazal teach us. The posik says at the beginning of Parshas Shoftim, Shoftim v'shoitrim titin l'cho b'chol sharecha. The simple pshat in that pasuk is that the Torah is teaching us that we need to appoint judges and officers throughout our cities of Klal Yisrael. But Chazal explained that this pasuk is actually teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed for each one of us in our bodies, shoftim v'shoitrim, people who can, ways that we can watch ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created eyelids over our eyes to make sure that we should not look at what we're not supposed to see. He has given us lips that we can close, that we should not speak what we're not supposed to speak. He has made the earlobes soft that we should not hear what we are not supposed to hear. Shoftim v'shoftim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created within our bodies ways for us to protect ourselves, to make sure we do what's right and not do what's wrong. Because if we just leave our eyes and our mouths and our ears open and not protect them, then we will be susceptible to ending up doing what's wrong. Says the Agra de Kala, that that's pshat in this week's pasuk also. V'chol kli psuach. If somebody leaves himself completely open, completely susceptible to anything that he could come across, and not learn and not prepare himself to prepare himself to protect himself, called klip suach hashein tzomet alav, that he doesn't put a seal around what has to be sealed, tamehu, that could reach tumah. And this concept that a person has to constantly be watching himself wherever he is, whenever he is, for any improper influences, says Rav Dusinski in his Sefer Torah Maritz, is most evident later in our pasuk, in our parsha. The pasuk teaches us, V'tikza nefesh on baderach, as Klal Yisrael were traveling, they became impatient. V'yadabru belakim b'moshe, and they started to complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, and they complained, V'nafshenu kotzer b'lechem ha'kloikel. They began to complain about the man. And Rashi said, what they said was, Osar haman hazeh shiyifsech b'me'enu. Our bodies will not be able to absorb the man long term. And of course, the obvious question is that Klal Yisrael were now ending the 40 years that they were in the Midbar. For 40 years they ate the man, and they didn't complain, and everything was fine. And all of a sudden now, at the end of the 40 years, that's when they begin to complain about the man. In the Parshas Haman, in Parshas B'Shalach, that many people say every day, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Hinini mamtel lechem lechem min ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring down the man, which is bread from heaven. L'man ha-nasena b'yelek b'sarosu uloi. And the man is a way to tell if Klal Yisrael, to test them if they're following the way of Hashem. So says Rav Dushinsky Zatzal, what is the connection between our receiving of the man and being tested in our behavior, if derech tayrosi, we're following the way of Hashem? So explains the Chazal teach us that when the pasuk calls the man the lechem abirim, the reason it's called the lechem abirim is because a person through the man was able to tell, we're able to tell what was his level in avodas Hashem. It means in a number of ways. Number one, the people who were acting as they were supposed to act, the month fell at their door. The people who weren't acting on that level, the month did not fall right by their door. They had to go shatu anvalaktu. They had to go out to gather it. The special quality of the man, that it tasted whatever, like whatever you wanted it to taste, was only available to those who were really on the proper madrega of avodas Hashem. Says the pasuk, "Hinni mantu lechem lechem min hashemayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings down the man. Laman asenu ayelch b'sarasiyim loy. The Jews in the midbar had a way of being able to immediately determine what was their level of observance according to the way they received the man, how they tasted the man. What happens in this week's parasha is a tikser nefesh on badarech. Klai Yisrael were now already coming close to the border. Klai Yisrael passed by the lands of Ammon Amoyev, and they were immediately influenced by the improper influence that Ammon Amoyev represent. As soon as they were influenced, their level of avodas Hashem dropped. And if their level of avodas Hashem dropped, their relationship and the way they got the man changed immediately. And they were unhappy about that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a way to really be able to always determine where they're up to in avodas Hashem. But they didn't want that. They wanted to be able to do what they wanted. Just like we said earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the eyelids and the earlobes to give us an opportunity to remain on the proper course of the way we serve Him. And people who don't want to use that, don't use those incredible opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, but they actually complain when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us those opportunities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world in a way that we should be able to serve Him. But sometimes we take those opportunities and throw them away. In fact, the pasuk says, in this week's parasha, famous pasuk in Parashas Balak, that Bilam said, "Matoivo alecha Yaakov mishkunei secha Yisrael." The pasuk in Parashas Metzora, when it speaks about Negoyim on a house, says Ubo Ashaloi Habayis Vigil Lakoyin Lema Kenega Nearly Babayis. The Pasuk says in Mishlah Biyat Base Rishoyim Yishamed V'Oil Risharim Yat Friach. The homes of the Rishoyim will be destroyed, and the homes of the Tzadikim will blossom. But it's interesting to point out when the Pasuk speaks about the homes of the Rishoyim, they're called bayis, a house. When the pasuk speaks about the home of the tzaddikim, it's called oil. So the mefarshim explain, base rishoyim. If you look at yourself in this world as sabayis, it's your permanent home, then you will not have success. But if you look at your existence in this world as an oil, as only temporary, realizing that you're here for a different purpose, then you will be successful. Says the pasuk, explains the Sefer Derech Yivchor. Why is there a nega? Kenega nearly babayis. If you think your home is bias, if you think your existence in this world is permanent, then you'll end up with the goyim. But on the other hand, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, if we realize that we are here and our existence is only an oil, it's only tent, it's only temporary, then we will be blessed. Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, the biggest bracha. The Gemara Masechta the bracha, Staf Samach Amud Aleph, teaches us that Hillel was approaching the city when he lived in, and he heard Kol Tzvacha Be'ir, he heard a calamity going on. And Hillel declares, "Muftach ani she'ein ze betach beisi." I'm confident that's not in my home. How could he be confident? So he explains that if you look at your home as a bias, then you could have tsaris, you could have problems, you could not know what's going to be. But Hillel says, my bias is not a home. My bias is not a bias. My bias is an oil. and my bias is an oil that I have nothing to look, be concerned about. If we look at our existence as only temporary, then we will always be, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to look at it that way, then we will not have to worry about Tzaris. The Lubavitch Rebbe, the Rayatz, was once jailed, incarcerated by the Russians, and they were interrogating him, and they wanted him to say, disclose things that he didn't want to disclose, and they put a gun down on the table, and they said to him, many people have been shot and killed with this gun, and if you won't tell us what we want to hear, you will be one more victim. So the Lubavitch Rebbe answered, a gun is only a threat to somebody who believes his existence in this world is permanent, and therefore he doesn't want to lose that existence. I who know my entire existence in this world is only temporary, and that my entire existence in this world is only when Hashem wants me to be here, not, this is not a threat. Matoivoy Alecha Yaakov. As long as we realize that we are here as an oil, we're here temporary, and we're here as long as Hashem wants us to be here, and we're here to do what Hashem wants us to do here, Matoivoy Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Esecha Yisrael, that remains the way that we will be able to grow in Avodas Hashem and be zoicha to bracha.